Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Bob Rogers, Chief Data Scientist for Analytics and AI at Intel, back in the studio with me. Welcome, Bob.
Hi, Allison. It's great to be here.
So, Bob, you've been on the program multiple times before, but why don't you go ahead and remind the audience about what you do at Intel and how it fits in to our data center strategy?
Yeah. So as Chief Data Scientist for Analytics and AI, my job is to really look at everything we're doing in analytics and make sure that we're helping our customers and users and partners succeed with analytics the way they want to. So every organization has needs and goals around what they might be able to do in this new data-driven world. And my job is to help them turn those goals into specific actions that combine technology, people, and data to really get to the finish line around analytics and AI.
And this topic, analytics and AI, it's a very rich and diverse one, but it's an area where I would assume that you see a tremendous amount of variation and where customers are in their journey of adopting these technologies.
At Intel, we often like to use a model we call the analytics maturity curve, in which we start at the earliest levels of maturity that are around descriptive analytics, things like pulling a report from a database and finding out how many widgets did we sell last quarter. Moving along that maturity curve to more advanced models trying to figure out what's going to happen next, that moves into advanced analytics where you're quite often using machine learning and other techniques to really understand what are the underlying patterns in your data so that you can more completely make predictions and guide your organization. And then to cognitive and AI, where you're really letting the data do a lot of the work to train these systems. Everybody's organization is somewhere on that analytics maturity curve, but quite often a single organization will have pockets of more advanced maturity and other pockets of less maturity. So it's worthwhile to really drill down into where's the particular project or group within the organization.
Where does Intel have a role in influencing and helping with the customer journey? And where is Intel technology really taking shape to assist with that?
We're in an amazing position at Intel to help with analytics and AI, starting with the basic premise that most organizations already have Intel infrastructure that they can use to do almost anything they need to do in analytics. Most analytics runs on the Xeon infrastructure that our customers are already very familiar with. So what that allows us to do is really go into customers and show them what they can do with their existing infrastructure. And then as their maturity grows, create a natural on-ramp to grow their capabilities and to expand their infrastructure as needed to support each subsequent phase.
How do you see the enterprise shops embracing open source and some of these big frameworks to drive their strategies? And how does that fit with some of the more traditional analytic solutions that enterprises have employed in the past?
There's a couple of different paths that we're seeing. Among the large independent software vendors who our enterprise customers have traditionally used to serve their data and reporting needs, there's actually quite a lot of adoption of these open source frameworks within those systems. In fact, the way that plays out for many of these products is you'll see behind the scenes, either third parties or the software vendor themselves, creating capabilities that answer specific questions and then deploying those into their solutions so that their customers can take advantage of the intelligence without having to actually create that intelligence themselves. But those open source frameworks are quite often the tools that are being used to create that intelligence in the first place.
When you look at the advancements from the industry on these frameworks, what has Intel done to ensure that those frameworks run really well on those Xeon platforms that you referenced earlier?
One of the really amazing things about Intel, and I'm sure we've talked about this in the past, is that we're one of the largest software companies in the world, even though we don't directly sell any software. All of that engineering and software development strength is focused on helping optimize software for running on Intel hardware to really make it run as well as possible and to pull out the capabilities that that Intel hardware has. The open source and AI frameworks are no exception. And in fact, Intel has put huge investments into open source technology. We're one of the biggest contributors to Spark, which is the dominant scale out or map reduce framework. And we're also working to make sure that all of the major AI frameworks, such as TensorFlow, Caffe, Theano, are optimized to really, really run well on the Xeon CPU systems. There's a couple of other areas where Intel has added unique capability. One of them is the BigDL framework, which is a scale-out deep learning framework that runs on Spark and actually allows you to do deep learning training on an existing Spark infrastructure. That's very exciting, and for instance, it's being used at UCSF to combine scale-out analytics on clinical data and clinical text and lab results, combined with creating deep learning models on data as interesting and diverse as CT scans and 3D MRIs. The other area that Intel's really working hard to create a very vibrant ecosystem around AI on Intel hardware is through the Nervana graph. And that is a framework that's based upon Neon. And the cool thing about Nervana Graph is it's almost like a multi-tool that allows you to develop in any framework and then deploy the models that you create on any Intel hardware, giving you unprecedented flexibility in how you develop and how you deploy.
Where are we with enterprise adoption of AI and actually using this technology to fuel new business opportunity?
Again, there's a couple different areas. So first of all, there are organizations, third parties, and software vendors who have access to huge data sets and who can create intelligence that can be used directly by enterprise in their existing infrastructure. Those would be things like sentiment analysis tools or product recommendation tools, things like that. Places where there's a packaged solution that can be pulled in and used by the enterprise directly. When you look at where enterprises developing AI to solve their own problems, you've got an interesting situation in which most enterprises have a need for customization, but don't necessarily have all the data they need to do it. So, for example, if I've got a manufacturing line and I've got widgets coming down the line and I need to identify widgets that are faulty in some way, to build a full deep learning system from scratch requires tens of millions of labeled examples of good widgets and bad widgets under different lighting conditions and different orientations. It's not really possible to generate that much data. However, there's a technique called transfer learning, in which you can actually take a previously trained vision system that does some other vision task and actually re-optimize it to recognize bad widgets with just hundreds or thousands of images for training. And so transfer learning is really becoming one of the leading methodologies for enterprise to create their own custom solutions around AI.
For those who are listening online, they want to engage with you. How can they do that, and how can they find out more information about what's going on at Intel in this space?
Well, intel.com/AI is a great place to look. I'm on Twitter at ScientistBob is my handle. So always look forward to interacting and getting new input that way and connect with people through Intel broadly.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the time today, Bob. It's always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Allison. Bye-bye.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.